If you're a regular listener to KPCW, then you are very familiar with our Fresh Tracks Friday, which is created by Christy Dillaway, a Park City local and a contributor to KPCW for over 10 years. Fresh Tracks is the brainchild and love letter to music by Christy, and she spends a lot of time listening to bands and finding just the right sound for the station and our listeners. Let's listen to my conversation with Christy Dillaway. Okay, so I'm here with Christy Dillaway, who is our Fresh Track Friday's music guru, and I'm so excited to learn all things music from her. She knows so much. Tell me what your background's like. I mean, did you work in music, marketing?
I did 6 years of marketing at Egyptian Theater. That was probably a lot of catalyst for where I am now, that I had to research and write about marketing messages for all the acts. So you learn a lot. And, you know, back then we had all these old acts like the Box Tops. I really didn't know anything about the Box Tops, but then I got to meet them and I was asking questions. And years before that, I was the director of marketing for the Park City Jazz Festival. While jazz is not my genre, but again, had to research and write about and talk about artists and music background. And then I think I've always loved going to music. Probably if you've been at music in the last 15 years, you might have seen me somewhere. What do you like to do when you go to a show? Are you someone that sits on the lawn at Deer Valley and talks to your friends that you came with? That's not why I go. I like to be in the fifth row. I'm not going to fight for the first row because those people are intense. I need to be able to move around to the music. I love dancing to music. There's an engagement with the band and the music and their play and their energy, and you're giving it back, and it creates this engagement. Mm-hmm. Where the people up on the hill talking, they're in their own thing. Yeah. So that's not me.
Right.
So I'm often not who you want to go to music with. So I'll probably shush you. I also really, really love a concert of discovery. There's definitely bands that are better live than recorded and bands that are better recorded than live.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not sure when you're, you know, especially if it's a younger band, they might not really have a show down.
Every time I decide to turn the news off and put music on, I'm just better for it, you know?
And that was the title of Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real's album 2 years ago. Turn off the news, build a garden, mm-hmm. you know? And I think music is not only a language, mm-hmm. you're getting the energy. And so that's what I've been so ecstatic to indulge in every time I go to a show, a live show, is engaging in that energy. And that makes my body move. And that makes me, I mean, I feel like it's a prescription. It just elevates my whole energy source. Mm-hmm. That's a win. So that's what I'm going for,
mm-hmm.
to be there. And I'm not doing that if I'm in conversation. And I'm not doing that. I love the live music environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in there on Fridays now with John, most Fridays anyways, and I just am always amazed. Where do you find these people?
The Fresh Tracks?
Yeah. You've got some really, like, unusual, original. I mean, there's some I've just absolutely loved. And I'm assuming, so the Fresh Track is really an artist that we have never played before. Is that the idea?
My idea, I mean, the tagline of it is a new song or artist to the playlist. I really try to be, it's all brand new music. It got released within the last week or the last month, and I think it could suit our playlist. Of course, for the campfire show, you know, it's the first thing in the morning, so you want something that really pops. And I love to imagine you guys dancing around, you know, even chair dancing in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
That is my goal.
We have a few times.
It's 12 a week, and it's been 6 or 8 years of doing this, so.
12 a week?
12 a week, except in football season, it's 9. So there's one Fresh Track at the top of every music hour on Friday. So that's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then I try to position the song for the time of day that I think it would work best.
And how long have you been here for? 10 years, roughly, at the station?
Yeah, so I started substituting on the Friday morning show, and then I became a co-host, producer. And then during that time, the former station manager, Larry Warren, said to me, "You seem to know a lot about music and things that are happening in our area and music that's applicable to our, you know, our listeners. Would you be a music consultant and help us beef up our playlist?" That probably started in like 2014.
I love it. It's such a great name. I mean, it really is. Obviously, it encompasses, well, not this year. There's not that many Fresh Tracks this year.
But it's a ski town term. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So what you said, this is not my genre, it's not my genre. What is your genre? Can you pigeonhole yourself or not?
Well, I could tell you that my Spotify Wrapped tells me I listen to like 812 genres, and I look at that and go, are there 812 genres? I think it was my top genre this year was like Gothic Americana. What is that? I don't know. But that's stuff I listen to. So I like Americana, blues. I mean, I think we have a legacy of some bluegrass finger-picking kind of music in this town that's not applicable everywhere. Easy pop, you know, John Mayer kind of style, that kind of stuff. A light reggae-ish. I was told in one meeting we cater to 18 to 80-year-olds listeners. I do like the discovery. If there's a festival that I like what they do, I like to read the small print. Who are the smaller bands that are listed down here? Am I listening to them? The Kilby Block Party is a huge festival in Salt Lake, but I'll look at the poster and go through and start listening to all this stuff and just what can I pick out of here? I spend a lot of time listening to music. You know, certain times a year during COVID, there was not a lot of new music coming out. So then I had to do the rabbit hole technique of, well, I like this band. So then you go down lower on the page and it'll say fans also like. And I'm like, oh, I've never heard of this, so I'll listen to that band. Also, I'll go through the concert calendar. Who's coming to our area? Obviously, if someone's taking a risk to sell tickets to them, they understand that there's a listenership for it. And also, it's educating our listener.
Have you ever played something that was Fresh Track and then, like, this person became huge later? I mean, not because of you playing it, but just your instinct was,
yeah,
that was a great...
Absolutely. Like, I think if you go back, I mean, like, Almost Monday is a band that I was super into. They're young guys. I mean, they went from playing, like, Kilby Court, which is an all-ages, like, if you've ever been there in Salt Lake, it's, like, down an alley.
Oh.
It's like a lean-to and down an alley. And it's all-ages. It's hilarious. I've only been a couple times. But they went from playing there to being at the Delta Center opening for AJR. Then they won. I mean, they just won a bunch of stuff. Like, so, yeah.
And you're like a Renaissance woman. You have so many businesses, it seems. Like, you're always, like, doing this and that. And I'm like, wow, how long have you been in Park City? And what brought you
here? I got to write that down. That is a great way to frame my scattered work performance. I'm a Renaissance woman.
That's right. So what brought you to Park City? Have you been here for a while? Or?
I moved here in 90. Yeah, there were six women in town. And I moved here because after high school, went to Nantucket for the summer. And I worked in Nantucket, and I was like, oh, it's really nice living a resort lifestyle. People come on vacation, I'm living here. And I did that for 4 years, and I felt like everyone I knew who worked out there either said they were going back to school, they were going traveling around the world, they were going to get a real job, or they were going skiing. I didn't want to get a real job. I did go traveling around the world, and it took 2 years.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And I came back, and I went to Nantucket to work again. And then I was like, well, I guess I'm on the fourth finger. I guess I go skiing. And so my oldest brother, he had been moved here with his business, and so I came out for a season.
And are you appreciative of the town and the changes it's gone through? And any thoughts about Sundance leaving?
Oh, it's so sad. It's bittersweet, you know, but it's also, I think my nostalgia for Sundance is some nostalgia for myself too. You know, I went through it in my 30s and 40s, and I'm not that person now, you know, that went to the midnight party and stayed out till 5 a.m. It's sad, but I also think that we have really planted our flag as a ski town, as a winter sports mecca, and our brand, for the strength of our brand, it makes sense to stick with that through the whole winter. Taking 10 days out is, no other brand would build itself that way.
That's interesting. So, I never thought about it like that.
But there is, I don't know if you've ever had this, where you stay too long at the party.
Yeah, for sure. That might be where we were.
We might be there.
Okay, so first of all, it's our 1 year anniversary Friday, so we're having a birthday party.
Congratulations. Happy birthday, campfire.
Yay. Friday.
And I'm happy to have my small part in it.
Yes. Well, we so appreciate you because it's super fun. And yeah, the Olympics. So you're heading out. That's so cool.
I am going to the Olympics. I'm treating myself. I'm going to be a spectator this time around. I've worked 5 Olympics.
Okay, see what I mean? People, she's got an Olympic job, she's got a Christmas decorating job, she's got a music job, so she's a Renaissance woman. Multi-hyphenate.
I usually say I have 5 jobs and then I struggle to remember what they all are.
Yeah.
So I'm going with a friend, we're going to opening ceremonies, we're going to a few events in Milan, but then we're going to go skiing.
Oh, you are?
And then...
Nice.
And then I'm staying on a couple extra days to go to a Carnival of Ivrea, which is near Milan, and it's a medieval city, and they have a huge orange throwing fight. And it symbolizes something from 800 years ago of the uprising of whatever, and they whip oranges at each other. It's supposed to be Europe's biggest food fight, and I thought, I can't miss that.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to that.
Well, thank you for coming in and celebrating our 1 year birthday with us, and we look forward to hearing so much more from you. And
concert season is the summertime where everybody goes on tour, so the new albums are coming out.
Well, we love that you love it, and we look forward to many more.
Thanks for letting me share with KPCW.
Thank you, and happy birthday to us, Community Campfire.
Happy birthday.
All right, thanks, Christy.